Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Come and ask your questions, share your concerns, experiencing life.
With Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
And that is Puni, Spuny, and the title of the song is Say Amen. And yes, before that, reminding those with disabilities that you are loved. I know that I'm loved. And that was Thabo Mafuane. I'm joined now by the Marketplace Queen. She's on the line with me. It is also a countdown to the conference. She has been talking about the conference. We've been hearing about the Champions Conference, and now it is here. Ma, how are you? Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning to Radio Pulpit family, to all the listeners, to the IMS partners. Good morning, good morning. Can you hear the pep in my voice this morning? It is 3, 2, 1.
You know, when I said earlier on, it is here, I was reminded of 2010. Feel it. It is here.
It is here. I can't believe it.
Okay. Somebody's
it
like,
feels
what?
Unreal.
Yeah. Somebody's like, but.
Arrived.
Somebody's like, but what are you two talking about? What are you all about? What is it all about? Tell us a little bit.
I'm still asking that question, but shall we tell them though? I'm like, please. I'm not like, if you, they don't know by now. Wonderful. Thank you so much for the opportunity just to share with God's people again that on the 8th of November at 9 a.m., it is going to be happening live, the Marketplace Champions Conference, with the theme Raising Champions in Your Sphere of Influence. And the speakers are off the charts. Mm. You know, the only thing that I don't, that I'm not feeling good about is that I'm going to be speaking as well, because I just want to sit pen and paper and just take it all in. That is just like, that's what I want to do. So yeah. We've got Apostle Linda Gobodo. We've got Nontokozo Manuku. We've got Pastor Patrick Francis from the United States. And yours truly from the Marketplace. We are coming loaded, loaded, loaded. This will be a positioning for 2026. Hmm. So we are going to be, the venue is at 133 First Road, Limbro Park, Santon, and that's where it's happening, 9 to 5. And and we're just very excited. We're very, very excited. If you need further details, they are on our website and all our social media, www.imsonline.co, www.imsonline.co, and our office line is 063-361-4417, 063-361-4417. And you'll get all the details to book immediately.
Yeah.
There you go.
I remember last year that we partnered with IMS, and we are so honored to have IMS on Radio Pulpit as well. But the Americans are coming again this year. Yeah, but
you know, Apostle Nona was going to come, but now she's not coming because she has been raised in her sphere of influence. Mm. So her story, her testimony is just amazing. So she's sending her greetings. But we have Pastor Patrick Francis, another leadership guru. He's a marketplace minister. He's a priest. He's standing in the office of priesthood as well. Mm. So this is going to be epic.
But share a little bit with us. What are the speakers? What will they be sharing about? Each speaker.
I'm not going to let that cat out of the bag.
Just a little bit. Just a little. Who's covering
he?
Who's covering what? Who's covering what?
I don't know. I don't know what Sibongile is using on me. I don't know what she's using on me. I don't want to tell you the topic. But Pastor Francis is going to share about shattering the lid.
Yeah.
So everything, every limitation, every constraint, everything that has limited your thinking, I can't do this, limiting your leadership in the marketplace or in your corporate role, or even you're unemployed now to get a job, shattering the lid. I mean, I've dropped the mic. I think we don't even have to go to the other one. Shattering anything you thought about. God wants to do more and bigger. Then we have Minister Nontokozo Manuku. She is a marketplace leader and a prayer warrior of note. Oh my goodness, just to be around this woman of God has been amazing. You know, when the Bible says he has raised kings and priests.
Mm.
And David was one of them. So other people are kings or they are priests. Like Daniel is a king in the marketplace. But there's others like, and Joseph is a king, but because he worked in the Pharaoh's thing. Mm. But other people are priests. They are just priests like we know them as priests.
Mm.
But there are other people like David who stands in the office of king and priest.
And priest, yeah.
Minister Manuku is one of those king and priests. Her anointing is unusual.
Mm.
It's going to be off the walls. And then we've got Apostle Linda Gabodo. I cannot introduce this woman of God who has led this nation and has led prayer on this continent. I can't say, but God has honored us by her accepting our invitation to be here at this conference on Saturday. And we are going to give her and the Holy Spirit center stage to do what they will do. So that is what we are going to see on Saturday. So she says the Lord has asked her to be very methodical in teaching us, because there are certain building blocks missing when we go to the marketplace. And God is going to teach us methodically. You know, the way she describes it, how meticulous God wants us to teach people. So you have no doubt in your mind. How must I do that? How do I pray in my workplace? How do I, you know, how do I raise an altar? How do I do this? It's going to be all laid out for you. So that's why I'm saying I don't even want to be on the microphone.
You want to sit like all of us.
I want to be positioned. I want to be a king and priest in 2026. That's the way I'm going.
Yeah.
So that's what we have. That's the lineup we have for Saturday.
And what will the queen cover on that day?
I have not settled. I think my testimony, I feel like led to just give people my testimony, because I think sometimes people see us already after God is making us and they think the journey was easy. My journey started born in the dusty roads of Galeshewe, Kimberley. And today I have been appointed as an NGO Global Peace Ambassador to the United Nations. So nobody knows the journey in between. And so maybe my testimony, so I'm not sure at the end, because I'm a prophetic person, so you can't ever say I'm going to say this because I'm a prophetic. So this is what I'm feeling, just to share my heart and share my testimony. And again, to say if it's possible for me, it's possible for anyone, because it's God. So God does not respect, he's not a respecter of persons. So I'm feeling that's on my heart to share with the people, because by the time everybody else comes and just gives you the building blocks, and I've already painted the picture at the beginning, then, you know, we're just praying that you are going to then get it and settle it once and for all. And after 2026, you're never going to look back. So for me, I don't want it just to be a conference. You're coming to listen, jump up and down. I want a settling of matters forever in your life so that you will walk circumspectly and different in the marketplace. And that's why we're saying the theme is raising champion. Whether you're Gideon now, you don't even know that you are called by God as a mighty man of valor. You are still in the wine press. You are still doing this. You are hiding here and there. We want you to settle those matters once and for all.
So
this is what this conference is about.
When you're talking about people believing that, no, you have always been where you are. You've never gone through the hard things, and you won't understand, Ambassador Prudence, which you don't understand where I come from.
Do you have tissues right now? Do you want to go down that route, Sibongile? Do you want to? Are you allowed on Radio Pulpit to start crying? I don't know what the protocol is of presenters. I'm just checking.
But
just one. Let me give you one.
Yes.
Last year, I was doing a Marketplace Champions Conference in Kenya. And so my son was dropping me off at the airport. So the other pastor was waiting for us at the airport. I went to the airport. We had a horrible accident on the highway. The car is spinning and spinning, spinning across the four. You know, you've seen other cars when they are this side and that side of the highway. I have my own story. We were in the fast lane. It spun across the whole highway, hit the barrier there on the back. Car, the back is completely finished. I thought in the slow motion we're going to die. So I said, Lord, am I dying with my son today on the road to Kenya? By the time the car stopped, immediately my first thing was, this is about Kenya. Am I still going to Kenya? That's how focused I am on the mission. Oh, so we didn't die. Then, okay, this is about Kenya. So then I must be ready for the battle of Kenya. And so I went. So this is the price we pay, and these are the things. Nobody knows. I came back. I had to fix my car. But I went and did the work of God. So those are the things that we go through that you will not know. But as God sees, it says he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Then when you are nominated at United Nations, nobody understands. They think it's luck or something. I don't know what people think, actually. But that is how we go from dusty roads of Haleshwe all the way to New York,
kingship.
Geneva. That's it.
And would you say that that whenever we're looking at our backgrounds, it is what would even hold us back from taking up our place and using our place as well? Because of the background that I'm coming from, and this is what I've been experiencing all my life, and then I'm afraid to even step into the unknown and trusting God.
That is exactly it. That is exactly it, because, and okay, let me just take another thought. I think I'm too excited. The Bible starts with, whenever the Bible gives us a person that did something for God, they will start with the background.
Yeah.
Mary was a virgin girl, not much. Fiance was going to put her out because of the disgrace. Gideon was the least of the least at the backside of the wine press. Didn't even know what to do. Joseph was thrown in the dungeon by the brothers. So what examples are we looking for where it's all light, glitz and glamour? Those things are fake. If your journey starts like that, Moses, God processes the one he will use. I dropped the mic right there. Oh, my God.
Okay.
God will put you through a process. A diamond only becomes from coal to diamond if in the intensity of pressure that it becomes the rarest stone. So I'm a diamond fashioned from Kimberley, because Kimberley is a city of diamonds. So now I was fashioned in the furnace of affliction. So that's how it works. Why? Because one day when you stand with power in your hands, God wants to know your heart will be like Joseph, who didn't do to his brothers what he could, but he said to them, "You did it for evil. God sent me for good." Jesus said, "They don't know what they're doing. Father, forgive them."
Yeah.
That was process. Process brings us to one, people have betrayed us, did everything to us. We still say, "Lord, I'm going to Kenya. I'm going to bless your people. I'm going to come. Hey, Father, I'll see that car when I come back. My son, I must pray. I'm sending somebody. Cover him with grace, Lord. But I'm going. I'm on the mission for God." That is it. That's what champions do. We don't sit there and lick our wounds and lick our wounds. Yes, the Bible even says we lick our wounds, but there's a time when, now, David brings the ephod. He said, "Get me the ephod now. Let me know. These people have burned the place down. They've taken my wife and
at
children."
Ziklag, when he got to Ziklag, yes.
And you know, Ziklag was the setup for the throne. Ziklag was the last battle before the throne. So when you have gone through the worst, then that's the final setup. So after that, David comes back. His people are speaking against him because now their wives and children. Now, once you carry a person's wife and children, you have now gone to another level. They cry. And David cries as well. Then the Bible says he, at some point, asked for the ephod. Now I'm going to inquire of the Lord. Lord, what must I do about this? The Lord, must I pursue them? The Lord says, pursue, overtake. You will surely recover all. Pursue that dream. Pursue that business. You will overtake the challenges and you will surely recover all. That's a prophetic word for someone today. That just hit me. That's a prophetic word for someone today. You are wondering what you must do about that business. You're wondering whether you should still do it again. Pursue. You will surely, and the Bible actually puts it like this, you will surely overtake and recover all.
So how do I then get the strength to pursue? See, when David got to Ziklag and it was havoc, and even the men that he was traveling with seeked to kill him.
Turned against him.
And I think it was really scary and it was really frustrating. It's tears, sweat and blood right there. So how do you then pursue, get the strength? Build the strength. The Bible keeps on talking about David encouraging himself in the Lord. And I wonder if we do even understand what it means when it says he encouraged himself in the Lord. So if I'm meeting my Ziklag in my business, in my dream, and I've been trying to push and push and push, and there are others who would even say to you, Ah, man, you should know when to quit. You know, mm-hmm. Be smart.
Hey, be smart. You know what? I spoke to somebody this morning, encouraging them, giving them a prophetic word. I said, okay. She said, I'm going through something and I'm just withdrew. And, you know, I was going through the worst and the most. And I withdrew. And I said, very good. Give me the scripture for that.
Mm. Yeah.
Hey, you must know how to quit. Yeah. Where's the scripture for that? Because we live by the word. So give me the scripture. And I said to her, before 12 midnight tonight, you're going to give me that scripture.
Mm. So I love that.
Before midnight, I gave her the whole
they
day.
They need to just get the scripture and bring it.
Get AI, get Google. You will give me that scripture by midnight tonight.
So, Ma, there was tears. The Bible talks about David sitting down and crying as well.
Yeah.
Lamenting. Yes. But now most of us, we get stuck right there on our lamentation. But now he rose up and he encouraged himself in the Lord. So here's a dream. Here's a business. Here's my Ziklag. And I am in the crying stage. I'm lamenting. What now?
Yes. So that's a very good question, because we must then just do what David did. What did David do?
Let's break it down. Encouraging himself in the Lord and even going in.
Yes. So unfortunately, I don't have my Bible here, but the Bible says that he inquired. So he asked for the ephod so that he can inquire of the Lord. So now I'm down and out. Everything's happened. My business has been ripped. It's shut down. I came to work. The chains are on the door. And some people literally are having that experience. What now? So I go home, I cry, I call everybody, hey, guy, give me this money, give me, nobody gives it to me. Nobody has it. They're also going through the most. Now I'm sitting at home. I'm crying some more. I'm telling my family some more. God has disappointed us. I don't know what this is. We are crying some more. There must be an end to your tears. There must end. There must be an end to the tears. Okay, I've cried my tears and I'll finish 3 days later, 4 days, 3 months later. The Bible says he now asks for the ephod. So now you get to the Bible, bring your thing that tells you about God's counsel. What does God say about this chain on the doors of your business?
Yeah.
What does God say about this chain of business on your mind? What does God say about this chain of business in your thinking, in the people around you that says, oh, no, we understand many people's businesses are closing down. Even big shops are closing down. We've got everybody's opinion now. Your opinion, your family's opinion, your friend's opinion. What is the opinion of God about the chain? He inquired now. So he gets the effort. He starts now. What is God saying about all of this? It's the word. So he gets in the word. Then the word comes, the answer. Pursue, overtake, you will recover all. So now it means that first you must get your Bible. What does God say about repossession of my car, my house, my business, my this, my firing from my job? Number one. Secondly, now that I know God says I'm victorious, I'm this, I'm that, then it means that am I acting like that? Am I in faith now?
Yeah.
Or am I in fear? Am I in doubt now? I'm in anxiety. Am I in depression? What am I in? And once I clarify that with the word, then right, now I'm shaking myself. Now I'm shaking myself because this maybe has been the lion. Maybe this is a bear. Maybe this is a Goliath. After Goliath, he still had to meet Ziklag, which means Ziklag was bigger than Goliath. Yes. So now what am I going to do about that? The instruction is pursue these people, overtake them, and you will recover all. And he did that. Just that. He had to at some point go back, put on his clothes, see who of the soldiers are still with him and not with him, and then he had to dress up and pursue them indeed. So that is it. That's the three steps.
Pursue.
Nothing mysterious.
It's
the word. You just have to pick up your Bible. I know for a fact when a person comes to me and they start telling me the story, I listen very carefully. Where's the word? They'll tell me about the situation. They tell me the circumstance. They tell me the bigness of their bank account, how empty it is. They, at the end, they'll say, yeah, so we need prayer. Hey, they never told me about the bigness of their God. Okay, you need prayer. Oh, okay. The problem is big. The problem is big. And the bigness of your God? Then I already know they've never consulted their Bible.
That's where the
That's how I find them out. Because if I've listened to the bigness of your problem, I heard it. FNB has come after you. The bank has come after you. The loans are being recalled. The cars are being recalled. The this is being... All that problem you are describing, you've got the detail of it. Now, I want to hear the detail of your God.
Yeah.
I want to know, do you know your God in the same amount of detail? Because one day when somebody came to me with a problem like that, I went to pray for her. The Lord told me I must go back to her and ask her, does she know him in the same level of detail as she knows the problem? And once I gave her that homework, she came back and she said, I'm now praying. Now I'm pursuing and I'm going to recover all. I didn't have to pray anymore for her. Once she just went and said, God is Jehovah Jireh, God is Jehovah Nissi. And that went, the more she said it, it became a seed in her spirit. And that seed gives birth to faith. Then without faith, it's impossible to please God. So once you have faith, they said, even if your faith is mustard seed, you will build that business. You will come out of that situation, even if it's a mustard seed faith that you start with. Because that's how faith works. It may be looking small today, but tomorrow you're building the empire. And that is what it is.
Oh, wow. Wow. God is so good. And that's why you cannot miss the conference.
The 2025 Marketplace Champions Conference is here. The International Marketplace Summit is raising champions in the spheres of business, education, government, media, arts and entertainment. Do not miss our dynamic speakers, networking opportunities, and amazing prizes on the 8th of November at 9 a.m. The venue is 133 First Road, Lynbrook Park, Sandton. Register today at www.imsonline.co. Hope to see you there.
657 a.m.
It is 657 a.m. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. It is just for you, with you up until 11 o'clock. And we are learning how to use and take up our place. the world
arise
knows how to do that.
Your place. Arise,
yeah.
arise.
We are arising. The Bible says, arise and shine. Arise and shine. And it is time to do exactly that. But without hearing from the Lord, without spending time in the presence of the Lord, then we might even miss God, right?
I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to live like that. I often wonder, all the challenges I go through, if I didn't have God, I really literally don't know how people do it. It's like I'm trying to imagine it. I have friends, I have family around me, I can pick up the phone, but if God was not part of my life, I literally don't know what that looks like. And how I would live. What would give me hope when I'm going through the most, when I've called everybody and they are traveling, they are not answering their phones, and God was not there. I don't know what that looks like. So how people live like that is the miracle for me. It's totally profound for me. Because if God is not part of it, then I don't, because his life himself, he gives life to me. The fact that I can sit here and speak with breath, that is God. So how do I then live without that, the presence of that? So I don't know. I don't know how they do it.
So tell us more about arising, Ma.
So it's not only arise, it's arise and take your place. So if I can be permitted, if I'm amongst family, am I amongst family?
You are safe. It's a safe place.
Check, and I don't know radio protocol, so that's another problem. If I'm amongst family, you know family.
You are in a safe place.
So the word that I just want to say to people is arise means arise. Arise means you don't wait for the last 2 days to buy a ticket. That's not arising. I've dropped the mic there. I want to have a sober conversation with people today. There are people that are missing the opportunities that God has set up for them. God does not come from heaven. He's left people here, and most of people's blessing is in the hands
of people.
Okay. Whether it's somebody helping you to write your proposal because they've written one before, whether it's somebody giving you the template of the thing you've done before, whether it's somebody who's got a contact who has done this architecture business and you need a design before, it is in the hands of people. So if you are sitting and you are going to come and listen again next year, the whole year, listen to us and ask questions, and you didn't do anything with what we have said,
then that day in, you can't say to us, you have been arising. You can't. We are not getting to the shine, because arise is an instruction, it's a command, and shine is a command.
Mm.
They're not suggestions, recommendations, what do you think? It's arise. Daniel, arise. David, arise. Joseph, arise. Prudence, arise. Sibongile, arise.
Mm.
Radio Pulpit family, arise. So God can give you every anointing. You know, David was anointed when he was a young boy.
Mm.
If he didn't arise from there and go and look after those sheep diligently, go to give his father's, his brothers the sandwiches when they were in the war, he had to do something. And the thing that really, I must say, it makes my heart tender these days. It makes my heart tender.
Mm.
Because the people of God don't do what they need to do.
Okay.
While God has done what he said he will do.
Okay. Which
so
is?
If you don't take the step, if you don't take the step to do the thing, David, he was anointed 15 years later, only did he arrive at that throne. But if he didn't do the 15 years work, he would never going to be king, but he was anointed.
Mm.
So people of God are anointed. And when it's time to take your step that is necessary for to unlock your next, you are sitting and waiting. We must motivate you. I do not know all the things that they say we must do to you. We must do to you. So that really breaks my heart these days. And I just must tell you, I can feel it even now.
Mm.
I can feel it, because constantly we're praying for God's people, and constantly God is speaking. And God is doing what he said he will do. The question to ask is, am I doing what is required for me to that word that I've heard? Am I doing what is necessary?
Mm.
If God tells me now, oh, I'm going to make you a president, do you think that tomorrow I'll need somebody to tell me, come to this conference where presidents go? I'll wait for 3 days to find, hey, is there still a ticket? Is it still spaces left? Is that what I'm going to do?
Mm-mm, you will
and
be
I've
running.
Taken God's word seriously that I'm a president. I will be quickly enrolling in diplomacy school, which I did when I was appointed as an ambassador.
Mm.
Quickly enroll diplomacy. Hey, then I did another leadership course. I did a management course. I am doing a professional etiquette. I'm doing all manner. What is that? That is preparation. Because, you know, another testimony. This Sunday, somebody invited me, just by the by, to the Royal 20.
Mm.
When I arrived there, it's only royalty in the room.
Hmm.
So if I didn't study how to be with royalty, how many mistakes was I going to make? I will never even be invited back. This morning, His Highness called me and they asked me for help, because I have prepared myself to stand before kings. So we don't even go to get skilled. God says you will have a catering business. You don't know how to cook well. You don't know how to present your food well. You do not take pictures of your food. We don't do the preparation. That's the arising. To take your place is to take your place. So the day when they called me, I knew the dress code, what to dress. I knew that you don't have to shake the hand of a monarch. I know you have to don't, how, what you do to royalty. You don't step towards them. You don't do this. You don't, all those things I have been preparing myself, not knowing ever that there's even a thing that called the Royal 20. That is part of the arising. Where you are right now, are you getting skilled at what you're supposed to do? Joseph was skilled. Daniel was skilled. Moses, we are skilled at what we do. That is how God wants us to be. So that is what I will say for arising and taking your place. There will be a day when you are taken from the back to the front. The question is, will you be ready? So we are not saying come to the marketplace because you're a champion. We say come to the conference because we are raising champions. That is it.
Sure, that is like really awesome. We champions are being risen. God is raising champions. The Davids are rising. And I love the Bible. I'm now going to step out just a little bit, just a little bit. And I'm reminded that the Bible says, and Deborah arose. So there is a time. There is a time for arising. And Deborah arose.
I love that scripture. I love. Can I just come in there? You've now just poked the bear. Poked me now. So it says, Barak, who was told to go to war, didn't want to go. So I want our listeners to think, am I in this analogy, am I a Deborah? Am I behaving like a Deborah or like a Barak? Because it says, and Deborah arose, but it says Barak had the word of the Lord. He didn't go. He then had the word of the Lord. It's time Deborah came to him. And he still said he won't go unless she goes with him.
Mm.
I've dropped the mic now.
Mm.
So I'm asking our family, are you behaving like Deborah now? Or are you in this season? Or are you behaving like Barak? You're hearing the word. I'm giving you the word.
Mm.
Sibongile is giving you the word. Then I will come and remind you of the word. And then your response is, I won't go until you go with me. And I won't go until you do everything. You must buy the ticket. You must do this thing for me. You must do. So you see, there's something. Until you pay for my education, I won't get skilled. Until you do this for me, I won't do. And then she says, okay, I will go with you.
Mm.
But the Lord is going, it will be known. When this war is won, it will be known that the Lord gave it to the hand of a woman.
Mm.
Because you did not want to do what was needful. I will go.
Mm.
And that is why it's written like that today. So I'm saying there's even people that it's about many areas of our life. That's why I'm saying even education. A lot of the time when people are unemployed and they come for interviews because people know I'm an HR practitioner, I will ask them, what have you done? Have you gone to social media? Have you learned how to do this? Have you learned about personal branding? Mm. Have you learned how to attend interviews? Mm. There's no money that you need for that. Mm. You just need to ask an uncle, an aunt, a mother, a father to say, you have some data, I'm doing some research, mm. I'm applying for jobs.
Mm.
You must put effort. You can't expect the company to put an investment in your education if they've never seen you put an investment in yourself.
Mm.
It doesn't work like that. That's how we choose people to send them on this course or that course, because we see this one is a good investment, this one is a bad investment. Nobody goes for bad investments.
Sure. Ma, thank you so much for the empowerment today. It is exactly what we need. It is time to arise and take up our place.
And take your place.
Lenny is like, Baya donkey. So we are Baya donkey and thanking God
for
sending you through to talk to us. All right. Let me see if a family member is talking to us. All right. I just saw your call right now. I'm trying to take you in. I don't know what just happened, so you can rush and call again quickly, and then we can take it from there.
So have I got 30 seconds?
you got 30 seconds. What do we say in closure?
I'm saying it's time for alignment. Champions don't wait. The power of purpose is there in the marketplace. Preparation brings promotion. There is a cost to greatness, and see you on Saturday.
Mm. So what time, where, how, who, and everything?
8th November at 9 a.m. We will be at 133 Lembro Park, Sandton. 133 First Road, Lembro Park, Sandton. We are there hosting the Marketplace Champions Conference on the 8th of November. And we have amazing speakers who are coming loaded to impart something to you that will set you up for 2026.
Mm.
We're starting shop at 9. We also have invited vendors to bring their products and services, because we want to create a space where people can come with the thing that God has put in their hand and expose it to a market, a captured audience there that will buy your products and services. And we are saying, come expectant. We will be there, and it is going to be amazing.
Awesome.
If you want to know more details, www.imsonline.co, www.imsonline.co, and our line is 063-361-4417.
My queen, thank you so much for an awesome. We are awake. Says vugile manje. We are bon
retsogile. It was that message.
Thank you so much. May God awesomely bless you, my queen.
Bye-bye.
And yes, my family, that is, of course, Ambassador Prudence Muchumi. And today we are rising, we use, and we are taking up our place. And do remember that you can find them on social media platforms as International Marketplace Summit. And they are imsonline.co on online. They are imsonline.co. Or you can find them on the WhatsApp numbers 063-361-4417. 063-361-4417. Arise.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Come and ask your questions. Share your concerns. Experiencing Life on 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.